This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves here. Bring up anything that you want. Live Sunday edition of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Michael.
And, of course, you can bring up anything. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms that are open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to hop into any one of those, and you'll sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. Now, last night, a story we never got to, but it's definitely big news, is the Trump immigration compromise, the proposal that he made to, you know, get out of the government shutdown.
Yeah, didn't he say he was going to stop harassing the Dreamers, something like that?
So there was a big statement, I guess, that came out, and essentially the conservatives, some of the conservatives, are saying this is Trump turning against them, that Trump is now proposing amnesty, and they're very, very mad about it. There's a story here from Politico.com, headline, Immigration Hardliners Blast Trump's Shutdown Deal Offer. So he got into this over building a wall and doing what the conservatives wanted him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's offering to let some people come here kind of legally, right? Or people that are already here.
People that are already here, like like I said, the Dreamers that came here got semi-legalized during the Obama administration. And I guess what Trump did early in his administration is to kind of cancel that program and start trying to kick those people out.
So immigration hardliners Saturday afternoon blasted Donald Trump's proposed deal to end the government shutdown, attacking his offer of temporary protection for some undocumented immigrants in exchange for border wall funding. Representative Steve King from Iowa, Republican, of course, tweeted, quote, a big, beautiful concrete border wall will be a monument to the rule of law, the sovereignty of the USA, and Donald Trump. And then he does at Donald Trump, so he's speaking to him.
And white supremacy. He's the one that got, we talked about this the other day, too, he's the one that got censured for and lost all his committee seats for making those white supremacist remarks.
This Steve King guy?
Yes.
He says further, if DACA amnesty is traded for $5.7 billion, which is one-fifth of a wall, wouldn't be enough illegals left in America to trade for the remaining four-fifths. No amnesty for a wall, he says.
Oh, my.
Ann Coulter said on her tweet, her Twitter, quote, 100 miles of border wall in exchange for amnestying millions of illegals. So if we grant citizenship to a billion foreigners, maybe we can finally get a full border wall.
Oh.
I love it. I don't know what this guy's plan is, this Trump, but you know what? This is just so much fun.
He's driving the conservatives insane now, and they've been supporting him for all this time. So, yeah.
Coulter said further, Trump proposes amnesty. We voted for Trump and got Jeb, referring to Jeb Bush,
Jeb Bush,
who had previously criticized the president's immigration rhetoric. Tom Fitton, president of the right-wing activist group Judicial Watch, also blasted Trump's proposal, tweeting that the overture to Democrats will, quote, encourage more illegal immigration and undermine the rule of law.
Yeah, that's they always pull out this rule of law thing as if that means something, because laws can be changed.
Right.
I mean, laws can be whatever they are. And when they say rule of law, they don't mean that they want to let immigrants come here legally. They want to keep immigrants out and make it as difficult as possible for anybody that wasn't originally an American to come here.
Roy Beck, president of the anti-immigration organization Numbers USA, called the president's offer a loser, for the forgotten American workers who were central to his campaign promises. He said further, an amnesty for wild trade would once again reward previous immigration lawbreakers without preventing future immigration lawbreakers. This kind of amnesty deal will incentivize more caravans, more illegal border crossers, and more visa overstayers at the expense of the most vulnerable American workers who have to compete with the illegal labor force.
Oh, good grief. Give me a break. The so-called lawbreakers he's talking about are the people whose parents brought them here when they were babies.
And also, you know,
tell me how a baby can break the law.
Well, they're mad. This guy's mad about competition. He's mad that people coming here means that, you know, wages might go down if enough people come in and they are willing to work for less. If they can do the same skilled labor and do it for less, then wages are going to go down, and that is scary to these people because they don't understand economics.
Of course not.
They don't understand that when wages go down, that means the cost of the item that you're producing or the thing or service or whatever goes down.
True.
And so, therefore, over time, you're going to find that people have more money to spend because the things that they're buying cost less. Again, presuming that businesses pass their savings on, and most of them do.
They generally do.
Because of competition.
They have competition, right.
Right.
So the reason I can go out and afford to eat meat every once in a while is because Hispanic immigrants are meatpacking in Iowa.
That's
which
right.
is where this Steve King guy is from.
In addition to a variety of border security efforts unrelated to the wall, Trump offered in an address from the White House to provide, quote, 3 years of legislative relief, unquote, for the roughly 700,000 undocumented immigrants brought to the U.S. as children and protected under the Obama Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Trump announced in September of 2017 that he would end DACA. And he says further, this extension will give them access to work permits, social security numbers, and protection from deportation, most importantly.
Yeah, for 3 years. Then we have another shutdown.
Well, that doesn't sound so bad to me.
But, well, then we have another circus and something to talk about. So
let's go to the phones here. Pete's on the line in Virginia Beach. Pete, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, bud. I told you guys last night. I'm sure.
Oh, I had a meeting. My bad. I got you, Pete.
Okay, I apologize. I talked to you guys last night, and are you saying that a border wall is not important or some kind of physical barrier to prevent people entering our country without even being noticed? You don't think that's important, or am I misunderstood?
See, I think freedom is important. So having a wall is contrary to freedom, and you know having a wall, of course, means
freedom for who? Freedom for who? You're talking about freedom. If you guys want to make a point, I'm going to shut up. But what do you want to do?
No, go ahead.
No. Well, I was going to say, freedom, you said freedom for who? I said freedom for everyone.
Okay, well, we're not, in America, we're not really, I don't think we should be concerned about freedom for everyone, because if you're talking about freedom for, like, Muslim countries or other countries that want to do us harm, we don't want them to be free in inside of our borders. I think we just want our own citizens to be free inside of our own borders.
I think you've got a strange concept when it comes to freedom. First of all, countries don't want to, you know, I don't know what you mean when you say country. Do you mean the people of a certain plot of land when you say that?
What I mean is the people here that don't want to be considered infidels and blown up. I think it would behoove us to have a border there to prevent people.
Hey, I got an idea for you, Pete. If you don't want to be considered infidels and blown up, how about the U.S. military doesn't go over into the Middle East and blow things up? How about that?
Like their weddings.
You really think that would change it? You think that would change a 2,000 years
of how would you feel if you? How would you feel if your neighborhood were regularly invaded or bombed by...
Look, I'm with you. Watch Red Dawn. That's how I would feel. I would absolutely fight that. However, I would not travel to the Middle East if they were attacking us and trying to blow them up, though.
You don't think single family member that you've ever had, you don't think you'd consider going over there to do something about it?
All right. Well, we're talking extremes. Now, yes, of course, I would do whatever it would take to, you know, hopefully.
Well, how do you think you become an extremist? People aren't born an extremist.
Well, why not? They're in an extremist country. They're not
people
born into
people
aren't
born an extremist. People are born a blank slate.
Sir, may I just say one statement? They are not given a choice. They are born into such poverty that they are given these groups are the only way they can eat or feed their family or whatever. So they just like people here in America, they siphon them in like pawn shops here. They siphon them in. They take advantage of these poor people who can't feed their families. They give them money or whatever they want. But then they go send out to kill people. That's their political agenda.
Pete, stand by. If you can, if you got time, I want you to stick with us.
I want to talk to Pete some more.
We should talk about this here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, I don't think he really knows what he's talking about. Well, I'd like to talk further and see exactly what he wants to say. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 items you must have to survive a crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you this hour by Bitcoin.com. It is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related, whether it's choosing a Bitcoin wallet, getting your first fraction of a Bitcoin, if you can afford a whole one, that's great too. Or also showing you where you can spend your Bitcoin. They can help you with that over at Bitcoin.com. Plus, you can read the latest news or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. That's Bitcoin.com. Get on over there to learn more about it. Pete is on the line with us in Virginia Beach. He did hang on. And, Michael, I know you had a question, or maybe probably had a question for him. You said you wanted to keep talking.
Yeah, I wanted to know, how is everyone in the Middle East a terrorist? I mean, you've got dozens of countries over there, millions of people, but you've only got, like, hundreds of people in ISIS?
Did I say every single Middle Eastern is a terrorist?
You sounded like that's what you were saying, because you were saying that everybody there was born into it. You said they were born into it, and they all get trained. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're nuts, dude. I said Middle Eastern terrorists. I don't care about the mom-and-pop people who try to make a better life to support their family or become better. Are you kidding me? Of course I would support that.
Okay, great. So you were only talking about the very small portion of the people over there that actually get into a terrorist group. A very, very, very small portion.
Right.
That's what you were talking about.
Right. How about the portions of people that come in this country that kill people and then get deported and come back and kill people again? The point is, if you don't know, what's wrong with being safe for our country,
Why are you so scared?
I'm not scared.
Well, then why are you turning to the government to protect you?
I mean, we get maybe one or two of these a year.
What? Say that again. I'm sorry to hear you.
I've only heard maybe in the last year, one, maybe two stories like this of illegal immigrants?
In one day, they obtained 453 people at the border. And out of those 453 people, 133 of them were not actually from South American countries. Two of them were from Pakistan, which is, as I'm sure you know, is a very high-rated, terrorist country. So
I will highly rate the Indian food place run by a Pakistani gentleman here in Keene. So I'm glad that people from Pakistan are here. And so the concern here is that you seem to want a police state. Is that
there?
What you want?
How did that guy get here? From the guy in Keene, the Pakistani restaurant in Keene, how did he come to America? Was it legal?
I imagine by plane or a boat, but I don't know.
Was it legal? Did he legally come here to America?
Probably, but it really doesn't matter to me whether he was legal or not.
I never asked him.
So the people that come here without legalization, they're not helping our taxes, so they're costing us money, right?
Well, it's the government that's stealing money from you, so it sounds like you've got a problem with taxes, which I would agree with you on.
No, that's fine, of course. So, yeah, we can pawn off on the government. I've already agreed with you guys last night, that I don't believe in the government. I don't think it's doing anything good for anybody except for themselves.
But yet you want them to build a border and enforce it?
To keep the people out of here that could harm us. And to keep the people out of here who are leaving.
But what makes you think,
if
you just said, it seems like you're holding two separate viewpoints here, conflicting viewpoints. On one hand, you agreed with us saying that the government is useless. On the other hand, you want them to do stuff for you. What makes you think they're going to do stuff for you in any way that's useful?
I don't think they'll do anything except for make those people pay their fair share, which would help me out a little bit, but even then probably not, so I can't disagree with you on that.
Well, here's what the real problem is they're not going to do anything the way you want them to do it. They're going to do it the way they want to do it. And the way they're going to do it is if they do some sort of increased immigration enforcement, you're going to get another larger level of a police state, because arguably we already have a police state. It's going to be even worse. Is that what you want? You want checkpoints everywhere?
What do you mean checkpoint everywhere? I'm talking about at the border.
Just at the border. If you're anywhere in South Texas, you're going to run across Border Patrol eventually.
Hey, man, no problem then. You're in Virginia Beach. Everything's cool.
If you're in northern New Hampshire, you're going to run across them.
What about,
I've worked at a place where we had undocumented employees from Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Panama. So you can't.
Did they murder everyone?
No, but actually one of them got in several accidents, had no insurance, was never punished or held accountable, and just kept driving anyways, and completely got off scot-free because he was an undocumented immigrant.
That's unusual. Most people who have multiple accidents...
No, it is not. Come
usually
on,
end
guys.
Up with
you
criminal
don't deal
charges.
With it. You're not in a blue collar society, so you don't hear these things because it doesn't happen to you people. But I'm telling you, it happens.
Because there's no
blue collar
workers from the United States who get drunk on the job and crash a forklift, right?
I'm sorry, what about the blue-collar
I said,
because
there's no blue-collar workers who are from the United States who get drunk on the job and crash a forklift,
he
right?
He was in his automobile off the clock and got into several accidents, never paid the American families that he had hit, and then they got all, they just were screwed. They had to pay the $200 deductible for the uninsured motorist fee, and that was it. This guy never went to prison, never went to jail, never even lost his job. Nothing
well, it
changed.
Sounds like you've got a problem with the local government there in Virginia Beach, not the fact that there was
not
a man
federal.
Driving without a that's, license, because it doesn't matter whether somebody's born here or they're not born here. You've ignored the point, Pete, and you just completely disregarded
well,
the idea that
the
there
is.
Would be a police
tell
state.
Me what the you're, point is.
The point is you're going to get a police state if you want to have an immigration crackdown, and you don't want to see it.
You said we already have a police state.
Yeah, it's going to be worse.
How
you don't
do
have
you
checkpoints
it?
Where you are. Do you want to?
Instead of questions...
Do you
instead of questions, how do you fix it? How do you fix it? Instead
fix
of questions, instead of keeping the people who aren't legal citizens here out, then what, we just become a mosh-posh of several different failed countries? Like, I don't understand what your goal is.
Well, that's how America started for
the
last 200
point.
Years.
That's like what the United States is. It is a mosh-posh, as you put it, of people from all around the planet, many of whom were trying to escape oppressive governments, which, wasn't that the reason why this country was founded in the first place?
People Irish, Italians, escape? Germans, yeah. Chinese. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Just it's the Mexicans are the latest ones that people are being this way about.
Yeah, I mean, look, you ask a big question, which is how do you fix it? Now, I'm not sure exactly what it is you want to fix, but the government is never going to be fixed. It's permanently broken. Or you could argue it's doing exactly what it was designed to do, which is to oppress everybody and take their wealth and demand their obedience, because that's what's going to happen, and it's going to get worse. And maybe you're sitting pretty there in Virginia Beach, and thank you, Pete, for the call tonight. Maybe you're sitting pretty there. You don't have any kind of checkpoints to deal with, but what happens when the immigrants start showing up in Virginia Beach? Maybe some people are going to be calling for greater enforcement there. And if they call for greater enforcement, what's that going to look like? It's going to look like checkpoints. It's going to look like, how about house-to-house searches? How about men with guns kicking in the door or pounding on the door till you open it and then kicking it in if you don't on your local business where you work?
Yeah, it's an ICE agent at every meatpacking plant in Iowa.
How would you like?
Check your work authorization when you come to work every day.
Is that happening?
Not yet, but that...
You're saying that could happen.
That could happen. Yeah.
Well, they do go.
But they sure
businesses.
Are doing raids and checking
right.
everybody.
Right, right. Yeah, they'll target a business, they'll go in with guns, and they'll pull the files right there, and they'll go through them and hold people at, gunpoint if necessary in order to get their way. And I'm sorry, but that's scary. That's what's scary to me, not the idea that there might be a random chance that somebody who has a criminal record might come here if we don't build a police state. See, I'd rather live with the risk. I'd rather take the risk and have the freedom than this sort of illusion of safety that is built up by having a police state built up all around you, purportedly to protect you from a thing that is a very, very small risk in the first place. You're probably at a much higher risk of being shot by a cop. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The government shutdown talks remain stalled after the president suggested a solution and the Democrats refused it. The president wants full money for his border wall in exchange for a temporary stop to some immigration enforcement. Vice President Pence was helping push the deal on CBS's Face the Nation.
We believe it provides a framework for ending this impasse, securing our border, and reopening government.
Pence showed they wanted to cooperate.
We recognize the legislative process is a process of give and take. The Democrats want to bring amendments or recommendations forward. I know the president will give them due consideration.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says
we have three words to the president. Open the government.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's planning to bring up legislation this week to reopen the government. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free to join us here, live Sunday edition. If you want to join us, the number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Michael.
You know, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts here. It's just, it's interesting to me that, and this is obviously not the first time immigration and these fears of terrorism have come up as a justification for a greater police state, but it's interesting that on one hand, our last caller, he seemed to understand that the government was a pretty pointless, inefficient, stupid bureaucracy, but then went right ahead and called for them to create a whole new program or build a wall or, you know, crack down or whatever.
Do something.
You can't have it both ways. Either the government is good at doing things or they're not. And in my experience, they're not very good at doing things. But they are good at throwing money at police and giving them a bunch of resources and, you know, building installations inside the United States, permanent checkpoints, roving checkpoints. We've seen these things not only, as you mentioned, Michael, here in New Hampshire, but they have it a lot more often down in, like, Texas.
Yeah, they're a lot
Arizona.
More common down in the Southwest. I know we've got one up here in White River Junction, but and I've heard of some roving checkpoints up in northern New Hampshire.
Yeah, Woodstock is where they've been doing them here in New Hampshire. And everybody gets stopped and questioned, and it is a clear violation of, you know, your right to be left alone, number
Indeed.
One. Just wholesale stopping absolutely everybody on the road. Let's go to AJ. He's in Tennessee. AJ, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen. I think there's a huge misunderstanding between the bad guys and immigration in the United States. One of the biggest things that many people, they don't think about it, if today somebody wants to come to the United States legally, it takes them 15 years.
It's impossible. To legally it's get practically impossible.
Right.
Don't forget the money, too. You got to pay a bunch of money in lawyers' fees, application fees, bureaucracy.
Exactly. And the point that I try to make, first of all, the people in Washington, and I'm not taking any side, Republican or Democrat, they scare the hell out of people that and that, or if that happened, that is going to happen. If these people that come up here, this is going to happen. But my point to you guys is this. Yes, we do need immigration policy. We absolutely do.
Why?
Like many other countries. Well, the reason is because you need, if you look at a person is in the, let's say me, I came to this country years ago on visa and then applied to become citizen and I had a job and I worked and all of those.
Okay.
Now, if you really want to look at it right now in India and China, 2 billion people in India, 2 billion people in China, believe or not, if they allow the people and they know with no problem they could get in the United States, half of these people, they want to come here. Now, do we have, can we support that mass of people?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. You know, lots of room, lots of room in the economy. You know,
right, by support, by support, I don't mean welfare, right? What you're saying here, Michael, is could they be supported by jobs being created?
Yes.
Yes.
New jobs created, you know.
Right. If that's
what happens when people come to a country.
Right. If that's the case, there's no problem. Now.
Great. Bring them all here. There's plenty of room.
My point is this.
Uh-huh.
Even now, think about this. I'm talking about if you suddenly you have 500 million people, they want to come in here. If you say, yes, we do have room for them and they could live in here and they'd be happy. Now, think about this. If we want to do that, now we don't even 12, 15 years, somebody has stayed there and wants to come to the United States, they won't let them in. So my point is not to get to that point to let anybody anywhere come in, but at least expedite most of these people that they want to come to this country with education.
So you're saying make it easier. You're saying have a system, but make it a lot easier. Make it a shorter time frame.
Then when you make it easier, not everybody wants to come here, at least the people that they want to come up here. I'm not saying do not check their background. Do not check who they are. But make it easier for them. If you make it easier to come in here, we wouldn't have that mass of people that want to come here illegally. Why?
That's true. I think that's true. I think if you do make the system easier on folks, if it were, you know, a simple form or, you know, one application fee, you didn't need an attorney, I think that would be easier.
Simple form, application fee, criminal background, and come on in.
Right. When you look at somebody comes from the either Mexican border or anywhere, people that don't understand what they go through to get here.
You know, I read the other day that people in Mexico that applied for permanent residence in 1995 are just now having the visa application process.
Now, my point is the people that they jump this side of the border, if somebody comes from those third world countries and they have to go through heck of a ton, month and month, they sleep in nowhere, they don't eat anything to get to the border of the United States and they want to come up here. So if somebody goes through that much trouble, they really want to come up here is not because they're criminals.
Yeah, criminals wouldn't do that. They just stay down in Honduras or wherever and be criminals.
Yeah, rob people or whatever. Hey, AJ, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, man. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also got Scott. He's listening to WGOW-FM there in Chattanooga. Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, sir? First time listener, first time caller.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I was just on the way to school listening to some of your comments, and some I agree with, some I don't.
All right.
But I am a professional, and I'm I will not give my profession out, but I'm an analyst.
Okay.
And I heard some of your comments about if we have this illegal immigration and somebody's working undocumented and they're working for less than what an American citizen has to work for because of minimum wage, then that product, that savings, is passed on to the consumer.
It should be in a free market where businesses are free to compete. Typically, savings are passed on to the customer.
Well, I'm in a business that I can tell you it doesn't.
Okay.
For example, and I'm basically going to show my hand a little bit here. If someone's building a house in a new subdivision,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
General contractor, and he has hired illegal immigrants to work, say, for $7 an hour, but the next contractor next to him is building the same exact house, but he's hired, American citizens that are legal or somebody
I see what you're saying, Scott. You're using an example where this discrepancy exists, where somebody who's following the system and using minimum wage can't compete. So I'm against the minimum wage entirely. I think that...
I hate to interrupt you, but really what I was trying to say was that general contractor, from what I've seen, doesn't necessarily pass that savings along.
No, I agree with you.
Is he not going to underbid the other guy then?
No, what happens is let's just say, for example, a house sells for, let's say, $200,000. And that house sold by someone that hired legal labor. But the house next door cost $10,000 to $15,000 less because
right.
they hired illegal labor.
No, Scott's right. He's right about this, because what you're giving us an example of is, Scott, not what I was talking about. I was talking about a free market where you don't have this minimum wage getting in the way. So you're giving me an example of somebody who's willing to break the law versus somebody who feels like they have to follow the law. I'm talking about where that law wouldn't exist at all, and you actually had a free market of every contractor could pay whatever it is they thought the employees were worth, and so therefore people could compete on wage freely, then you would see savings getting passed on. If you get more, you can stick with us. It's Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at freeross.org. FreeRoss.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian and Michael. Join us online over at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features there on the site. They are free for you, so head on over to freetalklive.com. You'll find them there, archives that go back for more than a decade. We've also got our webcam available to you on our Twitch channel over at twitch.lrn.fm and so many other features that we just give to you on our website, unlike those other talk show hosts who insist on charging you for their site. So enjoy ours for free over at freetalklive.com. We go back to Scott in Tennessee listening to WGOW. Of course, if you want to join us, you're welcome to do so. Scott, I think we communicated well enough to understand each other in the last segment where we were talking about previously how if, you know, we actually had a free marketplace, that if we had a free market, for instance, in labor and no regulations to stand in the way, like the pesky minimum wage that you brought up, then if you had labor coming in from outside of the United States that was willing to work cheaper, that's going to drive prices down in an open free market that is subject to competition. The situation you describe is the one we have today, in which if a business is willing to use illegal labor, they can then undercut their competitor while still keeping all their profits for themselves, and they don't have to lower their prices. So that wasn't at all the situation I was talking about. I was talking about a situation where we would not have the minimum wage in the way, and we would not have immigration restrictions in the way either. So there would be no such thing as a crew of illegals. It just would not,
gotcha.
That wouldn't exist.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying. And I don't even know your political stance, honestly. First time I've listened.
I'm pro-freedom. Whatever the issue is, I'm in favor of the freedom of the individual.
Gotcha.
Basically, I'm a libertarian. Go ahead.
Yeah, gotcha. And, I don't even really know the definition of a libertarian. Be perfectly honest.
I'll tell you. It's an individual who believes in the non-aggression principle. And what that means is that the non-aggression principle basically says it's wrong to use aggressive force, to use coercion against peaceful people. That's it. That's all it means. That's really all being a libertarian is all about. It's not the only thing that people should be. They should also be kind, and they should be generous, and they should be, all kinds of other things. But the non-aggression principle is sort of like a baseline minimum behavior that people should engage in as far as how they treat their neighbors, which is to say, to not aggress against them. And so libertarians tend to be against all government if they're true libertarians. There's plenty of people out there who claim to be libertarians who are not, and that's unfortunate, including the Libertarian Party's presidential candidates for the last decade plus. But basically, a libertarian would say that we don't need a coercive state around because human beings should be able to interact with one another on a consensual basis. And if there is a thing that's a good idea, then it should be funded consensually rather than under the threat of force, which is how the government funds everything.
Gotcha. Well, I'm learning something.
And, good. Well, that's why we're here. Anything else you want to share tonight, Scott?
One thing I did agree with your last caller, we don't have a border problem. We have an immigration problem.
Do we? How's that?
What's the problem?
And this is, my issue is like you were saying earlier, if you know someone wants to come into this great nation of ours, it's 15 years before
that's a huge
they
problem.
Can actually. It's a huge problem, and this issue, as much as healthcare has too, has been kicked down the road, kicked the can down the road, as you say.
Sure.
For years.
Decades.
And that's what politicians decades. Do best. Kick the can and lie.
Yep. You're exactly right. Hey, I appreciate you letting me talk with you. And
our pleasure, Scott. Thanks for being here. Appreciate hearing from you there. And be sure to tune in again anytime there over on WGOW, which is now airing us actually on weeknights as well there on FM in Chattanooga. So that's very, very cool. You can bring up whatever you want. In fact, you know what? Earlier in this conversation we had, Michael, with one of our callers, we got onto this fear-mongering about terrorism. The idea that, well, if we don't have the government to protect our borders, we're going to be in, there's going to be an influx of terrorists. And it's scary, and we need the government there because scary people exist in the world, and therefore we need the government to keep us safe. But, of course, that ignores the fact that scary people could get a hold of the government and then use
They already have.
Right. I mean, look, the reality is we're more likely to be harmed by the government, by the government's agents, whether they be state police, federal police, local cops, whoever it is we're talking about here, zoning board of thugs, you know, these government goons are the ones that are harming people in the United States on a day-to-day basis.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, every now and then, there's like a plot that the federal government breaks up of a terrorist that was going to blow something up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's happened again. This story broke just a few days ago. We haven't talked about it yet, but I wanted to, and so this is a perfect excuse to do that. Headline from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution at AJC.com. The story came out of the Atlanta area, apparently, or somewhere in Georgia, a place called Cumming, Georgia. And according to the story, federal authorities arrested a Metro Atlanta man they said was plotting to attack the White House, but instead got entangled with the FBI. Hasher Jalal Taheb, who's 21, was taken into custody in Gwinnett County while allegedly trying to exchange his vehicle for explosives. He later appeared in court in downtown Atlanta in the case brought by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. Authorities said Taheb was acting alone, and they made no accusation that he had ties to any terrorist group. This story, you can just keep writing the same facts over and over again. Just change the location.
Change the location and the name.
Yeah, change the man's name. And there have been hundreds of these. As of a few years ago, the number was, I think, 215 of these false, I don't want to call them false flags, but ginned-up terrorism where the FBI...
Where the FBI goes in, has their agents or even their informants go find somebody who may or may not be mentally capable of understanding what's going on and just sets them up as a terrorist.
Correct. They set them up by doing things like giving them a bomb or what they think is a bomb, a van, and help them with the target. And we'll tell you what happened in this particular case. But these things have happened over and over again. It's like as soon as you see the headline now, FBI busts terrorists, wannabe terrorists. As soon as you start reading into the story, every single time the question arises, would this person have done the thing that they intended to do if it weren't for the help of the FBI?
Very unlikely.
Well, we can speculate, but really there's no way to know for sure. Taheb's attack, he was arrested after a tip from a resident who said the young man had been radicalized. So somebody clued the FBI into this guy. Taheb's alleged attack on the White House was supposed to take place around Thursday and involve explosives and firearms, though even days before he had claimed he'd still never fired a gun in his life, according to the criminal complaint. He said, though, he could learn fast, said the document. Authorities also said he planned to travel to the Islamic State territory, but acknowledged he didn't have a passport. U.S. Attorney Byung Jae Pak, who added authorities would take no questions on the investigation, said further, all potential threats have been neutralized and were under control from the inception of this case. Well, that's because the FBI had total control over this situation. They were his contacts. They were...
This guy would never, it doesn't sound like this guy would have ever gotten anywhere with any kind of attack, even if he had actually thought of attacking anything anyway.
Even if he'd ever fired a gun in his life, which he hadn't.
Which he hadn't.
The criminal complaint, which accuses Taheb of plotting to destroy a government building, punishable by 5 to 20 years in prison, the documents said a community member contacted law enforcement in March of 2018 about him. Wednesday night, agents were searching his home, where he's believed to live with his mother. It wasn't immediately clear if Taheb had an attorney. Messages seeking comment from the family were not immediately returned. The complaint lays out a detailed, months-long investigation. On August 25th of 2018, Mr. Taheb allegedly put his vehicle up for sale to fund a trip. An FBI informant reached out to show interest and met with the suspect days later. Taheb allegedly said he planned to travel to Hijra, a term said to refer to the Islamic State territory. He also told the informant he wanted to attack the White House and Statue of Liberty in jihadist attacks, said authorities. At the beginning of December, Taheb arranged a meeting with the informant and an undercover FBI agent. Quote, Taheb explained that jihad was an obligation, that he wanted to do as much damage as possible, and that he expected to be a martyr, the complaint said. A few days later, there was another meeting in Alpharetta. You know, I have to wonder, before we go on with more of the story, obviously, we don't have the actual complaint in front of us here.
But this guy had to sell his car to raise money to buy explosives.
Well, it says he wanted to fund a trip to go to the IS, to go to the Islamic State. So, what I want to know is, when he put his vehicle up for sale, as this story is claiming, and an FBI informant reached out to show interest, does this mean that...
Why did an FBI informant reach out to this guy?
Well, this is a purported radicalized person. So Taheb was reported to the police as somebody who was radicalized. They then handed that over to the FBI. He then puts his vehicle up for sale, and that's when the FBI informant reaches out to show interest. I'd like to know more about that. Maybe those are two unrelated statements. It almost sounds like he placed a Craigslist ad to sell his vehicle, and an FBI agent was the one who responded, and then they took it from there. Like, would you just start talking with the person who wants to buy your vehicle about committing a terror strike? I mean, this guy's probably not that bright. More coming up here moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.